2 Peter 1 and 3 and 4, the English Standard Version. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence, which means virtue, moral, godly. Verse 4, are you listening? By which he has granted to us his precious and very great promises. And all of these promises he granted to us, they are yes and amen. There's not a no on, not a single one of them. Every one of them is yes and amen. Hallelujah. And he have granted to us his precious, he granted to us his precious and very great promises, so that through them you might become partaker of his divine nature. What you mean? I'm like God. I think like God. I have his thoughts. I have his mind. I have his life. I have his nature. I have his ability. I can do what God can do. Who can stop God? Who can stop God? Now you need to think that about yourself. There's nothing can stop me. But when we take on these ideas that you can't, I don't have this. See, you got everything. You just know how to take possession of it. You were built, designed in God by his spirit to grow in him and take possession of what's yours at the age of level of maturity that you are in him. Do I need to say that again? You were designed. All right, I'll break it down to you. I see some babies in here. Hold that baby. Where that child? There, see that little child right there? Has the same ability designed already inside of her right now to stand up here and do what I'm doing. But she can't do it right now because she hadn't developed. But if we'll keep feeding her and burping her, I think you have to burp babies at that age. Maybe she may be past the burping stage. Next thing you know, she'll be cutting cartwheel like jar. Next thing she'll be standing. She can stand and do what I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying? And like I told him in the class, I said, the only thing about spiritual development is much faster than natural. If you get in that word, you can grow where you was unlearned in a year's time, you can be almost a giant. But most people won't do it. They like Matlock too much. I'm going to keep on going. All right, let's listen to this. Very precious, so that through them you might be partaker of his divine nature. See, he gave you these promises. He promised to give you a Savior. Did he come? Did he show up? A Redeemer. He promised you the new birth was available. Did that happen to you? Promised you the Holy Spirit. Did that happen to you? I could go on and on. Once you were partaker of his divine nature, it caused you to escape the corruption that is in this world through lust. See, Satan wants to capture you and hold you and keep you so he can corrupt you and destroy you. But when you took on God's divine nature, you escaped the corruption. So you don't have to live like a pig in a mud hole. No, you don't have to live that way. You have been fearfully and wonderfully made, designed by God with intelligence, with dignity, with the anointing, with love, with faith, with grace, with mercy, with goodness, with kindness, with ability, with strength, with love and forgiveness and kindness. You have been designed by God. And so you don't allow him to pull you. You resist him, the Bible said. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. That you notice what he said. Having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because sinful desire. Hallelujah. Galatians, this is in the English Standard Version of the Bible. Galatians 1:4. Listen to this. I don't know if they have that one, but anyway, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. 1 and 4. I'm going to try that again. Galatians 1 and 4. And this is where the King James, I'm going to read it from the English Standard Version. Who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. This is the way the King James reads. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. So you've been delivered from this present evil world. This world, you should not allow it to control you in no area of your life. In order to do that, you must take this manual that God has given you and educate yourself. Follow the instruction of the manual. Everything he says to you about you, what you should do and how you should do it, then you follow that. You should not, never allow the world to speak louder than God to you, because he's no longer, God is your father, not Satan. Amen. I don't know where that paper come from, but anyway, there it is. You should never allow that. Hallelujah. Because you've been delivered from its control, its influence, it dictate to you and how it try to influence you to live. You on a new rule, new government, new authority. His name is Jesus. That's why we say Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, even though evil and darkness is here, we have the light of the Son of God shining in our hearts to walk in the light of we walk in the light as he's in the light, to prosper, to be successful in this life. See, we are people, most time you find people always talking about the next life. There is another life, but he wants you to be successful in this life. He don't want you living like somebody just come out of the ghettos or somebody just come off in somewhere they're living on the streets. Only thing they have, the clothes on their back, and they're dirty. They're smelly. No, you have been called to live like who you are. You are a king. And see, Satan has the temptation of the flesh to give you a quick fix, a quick feel, a quick thrill, to deceive you into becoming addicted and controlled by that. Hello. Such as drugs and other sex addiction and misuse and abuse. Hello.